This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
This is a really big topic. When you map it out, it fills up a 3.5 meter long whiteboard. It takes one day to take somebody through it step by step, showing each part of the process. So I can't actually show you each step of the process in minute detail. What I will be doing is referring you to the appropriate places you can go and get further instruction, such as Content Assault, Traffic Grab, and Superfast Conversions. What I do want to do is I want to give you the overview. This is a strategic overview. I'm going to give you slides with entire checklists on it, but I'm going to talk you through every bullet point. What you will get at the end of this presentation are the actual checklists. So I've already had the checklists typed up from my whiteboards. They are literally ticker box checklists. They're on the last three slides. I will give you a PDF of those so that you can print them off. So don't worry too much about taking extraneous notes. The most important thing is that you understand the concept that I'm talking about, and it should give you clarity in direction on what you want to implement for your business. We're going to talk about what it is and why I did it, how you would go about doing it. The name of the course, Own the Race Course, really comes from something one of my mentors drummed into me. He said it was far more important to own the game and have everyone else competing on your race course because you always win. It doesn't matter if the horse goes lame or if one of the players isn't happy. Someone will win, someone will lose. It's about ownership. And so many entrepreneurs make terrible mistakes. They build out their whole business on, say, YouTube, and just have videos and links straight to products, and then YouTube closes their account and the next day they wake up and it's gone. Or they build their whole business on Facebook, and they have a Facebook group, for example, and their whole business is on one platform, or Google. And then if they get their site slapped, they're out of the game. But if we're smart, we'll build on an asset we own, and we're going to put all of these things to work for us, plus more that we'll cover. So I'm going to start in reverse. We'll talk about the results that Own the Race Course system will get you when you put it to play. You will become a stronger brand authority. You will be known in your industry, and that means people will come to you instead of you having to go to them. Other people will mention you on their podcasts, on their blogs, in forums, at live events, from stage. You will be the reference. And this is really good. It allows you to access a much bigger market because you're going to have a bigger system working for you than just a small player. You will also have multiple sources of relevant traffic. So you won't be wondering about just one or two. You'll have to master a few channels. But this is good for you because you become independent and you are now no longer held to ransom by any single player. And that's how you want to be. You do not want to be dependent. You don't want to be desperate or put into a corner. So anytime you see people complaining or moaning that they've lost their entire business, it just means they do not understand this concept of independence. It means they've compromised somewhere. The other thing that's great about Own the Race Course is you can build a permission-based database, as in an email list that you can contact on a frequent basis and who will turn into more sales. And it's going to cost you less to get this than building it up through other channels, which means that your profit will increase. It's certainly possible to achieve in excess of $5,000 a day in revenue. And that's one of the metrics that I've surpassed. But I just want to give you sort of a bearing on how this can all come together and turn into something quite beautiful. So if that number seems high to you right now, just keep in mind that this is absolutely doable. I've done it and I've taught other people to do this. And it is probably possible for you if you can put this together. So I'm going to give you the overview. If you want to see an example of what this might look like, superfastbusiness.com is the case study that I will be referring to in the training. I've used this case study in content assault, and I've used this case study in traffic grab, so I'm going to be consistent with this. This has been my test bench. I'm a big believer in proving a concept and then sharing the winning formula with others. And where I've got my site to now is after many iterations, after many tests, after trying different theories and proving things. In fact, even if you look at the site today, it will be different to the site's screenshot that I took just a few days ago because it iterates on an ongoing basis. And that's an important factor to consider. OTR stands for Own the Race Course. All right. It is a front-end sales machine that is going to drive traffic to your business. You're familiar with the chocolate wheel philosophy that I teach, which is to put your products and services into complementary segments of a pie. That's what makes the money. Now you need to drive traffic to it. So I'm going to tell you why I came about this concept of Own the Race Course as a traffic solution and an authority builder. Firstly, I wanted to feed my chocolate wheel. I wanted to focus my energy in one place. I have a lot of different websites. I have so many websites that I cannot remember how many websites I have. In fact, today, my virtual assistant asked me to review some websites to decide if we want to keep them or sell them. And I promise you, the list of websites she sent me was over 900 websites. And I looked at some of those names and I made a couple of notes in my future pad for some that I'd like to develop because I forgot that I even own them and they're fantastic domains. But it is a lot of resource to manage that many assets. So what I wanted was one place. In fact, some customers would say to me, is there any one place that I could go to and see all the things you have? And that's one of the considerations I had. Next up, you can protect your main asset from slaps, from Facebook slaps, Google slaps, Pinterest slaps, whatever other slaps are out there. You can start building on a platform that you own. So I figured I would really like to have one place that is going to be bulletproof. As long as I keep paying the renewal for the domain and that I can continue to get it hosted, it should stay up. That's why it's really important. Build on your platform, not other people's platforms. Use other platforms to bring people to your chocolate wheel. I also wanted to harness the power of press. I use PR Web. They do have some unusual rules around what you can and can't promote, and you're supposed to use the single accounts to promote your own business. So I thought, at the moment, I was curating all of my other sites onto Superfast Business, but I thought, what if I post on Superfast Business and then curate it to my other sites? So I actually reversed the flow, and that's turned out to be a good move. You can build a strong segmented email database because the priority of this machine is to capture details from people who have not already been on your database. So it works really well. You can also develop each channel in your business. Now, as you know, I have several different businesses. So I use this to handle website development, search engine optimization, reputation management, virtual real estate, fast web formula information products, and business products like Wealthification and Silver Circle. I also have affiliate recommendations, and I also have my own affiliates who I communicate with. And aside from that, I've also got software, but I can put them all into one place by channel. Now, if you're thinking, well, you only have one business, that is fine. Let's say you only had a local marketing business and you sell to local businesses. You can still split that into channels. You could split it into website customers and traffic customers. You could split it into conversion optimization, traffic and website development. So you can basically refine down your business so that you can have the most relevant conversation with the target person. Also, you can increase your remarketing effectiveness because you have one central place to tag everybody. You can also make it easy for prospects to become customers because the whole concept of having a news blog is that news is fresh, news is interesting, news is educational. But news also sells. If you think about the local newspaper, the biggest newspaper in your area, in my case, it's probably the Sydney Morning Herald. If I was in New York, it might be the New York Times. But they are predominantly purchased on an ongoing basis because they contain news. They'll also have publishers' advertising messages and editorials. And that's exactly how we're going to approach this. The great thing is existing customers buy more from you when they find out what else you have and when you educate them on how they can use your products and services. Past customers can rebuy and become lifetime customers. And third-party requirements like banks, etc. In my case, I had to install an SSL security ticket for my shopping cart. So there were other considerations. I was looking at a scenario where I would have to process all of my checkouts on one domain. So that was another factor that caused me to consider setting up Superfast Business. Now, I've got the picture of my favorite Penfolds Grange there because the whole concept is we're going to make Grange here. This is not a fly-by-night blog. It's not a one-time setup, auto-scraping machine that we think might get slapped tomorrow and taken down. This is approached with the quality attributes of a fine wine. It's something we're going to build for a long time. It's something that may be hard work in the beginning, but it's something that will last and something that will be revered and something that will be a fantastic asset for you. So how do we actually set this thing up? How does it actually work? What we're doing is we are creating continuous, relevant by channel, compelling content using the power of a routine, a team, and a system. That is it, in a sentence. That's what we're going to be doing. We'll be doing it under the banner of a news authority blog. Think of it like your own online newspaper or your own online magazine. It is a news broadcast or publishing platform that you are going to use. And it's very, very easy to set this up.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.